There's a time when a podcast becomes something more than it was. When comedy progresses beyond the usual gags and punchlines. When entertainment becomes more than just a distraction from the mundane. Here at Sold Outcast, we believe in the simple things. Bold new ideas mixed with traditional banter between flawed but lovable characters who say all the horrible things you were thinking. The sort of people you enjoy listening to on your favorite media device. But if you ever actually met them, you would absolutely fucking hate the assholes. This is the first step into making things better, to go forward and never look back. To ignore history and repeat the same mistakes, but more impressive than ever before. Updated, renewed, and ready to introduce a new paradigm in trolling. This is Sold Outcast. Make Internet Great Again.
It's time to get your ears fucked.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
Welcome to Sold Outcast.
This is episode 165 of the Sold Outcast podcast. I am your host, Master General Mike Metatron Toms. This week, my guest is Lynn, the single soccer mom from her blog, sexandthesinglesoccermom.com. We're going to be talking about online dating, vibrators, dildos, and butt plugs.
Oh my!
And of course, there will be the world famous Sold Outcast questionnaire. I'm not even going to beat around the bushes this week. We're going to get right to it. So here we go. Lynn, single soccer mom, Sold Outcast. Boom goes the podcast.
So we should talk about how we met. Let's get that out of the way. It was off a little website called OkCupid. Whenever someone hasn't heard of OkCupid before, what I tell them is it's for people who want to date but don't want to pay for it.
I would pretty much agree with that.
Because it's sort of free. I mean, it's free, but then there's like little things you can pay for. My favorite thing about OkCupid, though, are the questions. Because there are, you know, your basic, like, what are you more interested in now? Love or sex? You know, there's like your basic questions like that. Do you have like a favorite question that you can remember? There's one about having sex in a cemetery, and you think, oh, maybe, but then there's like a yes, a no, and then there's only involving living people or something. I was like, okay, you went there, you took it there.
There's quite a range of questions about sex on there that I found intriguing. Like, does the thought of being slapped hard in the face during sex upset you?
That's a good wording for that question.
Yeah. Or do you like anal
sex?
Well,
if you're going to bring it up, you have to answer.
The thought of being slapped hard in the face, maybe lightly slapped hard.
Hard is a little too extreme.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
It's definitely not first time material unless you guys are really like...
First time, no. I have been slapped in the face during sex.
Yeah, but I mean, did you feel like it was okay though? Or was that like...
It was sort of a trend for the relationship.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Then I'm saying like if it's like you were half in and half out of having sex with this dude or chick, and then they did it.
With no conversation ahead of time, and all of a sudden they just haul back and slap me in the face? No, probably
what,
not.
You don't like that?
Yeah.
You sounded like a cool chick. I thought I could just smack you in the face.
Although I have had people want to date me based on whether or not I allowed them to slap me in the face.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, there's people like that. When I'm actively using it, I get a lot of the newly divorced or on their way out ladies that are just looking for a good time. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I overwhelmingly get those because I don't really message anybody. Every once in a blue moon, I'll send a message. I don't remember if I messaged you or you messaged me.
I think I messaged you.
I'm very like kind of diva about it.
You pretty much struck me as a diva.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I was scared.
You were. I remember you told me that. You didn't know what to expect. Well, it's probably because I've used OkCupid on and off since I was like 25. So 10 years. I mean, that's I used to be married. That's actually how I met my wife, my former wife, I should say. So I think I'm like, you know, when you go to you remember when there was arcades, right?
Vaguely.
And you would go and you would play whatever Mortal Kombat or whatever, and you get killed. And as soon as you get killed, it plays like the high score. My initials are at the top when it comes to OkCupid. And I feel like I could just sit back and, you know, for the most part, it kind of works out.
So you just sit back and let the women come to you.
Right. I don't feel like any pressure to ever message anybody. Usually if I go, let's say I go to a profile and I'm like, I could see talking to this chick. Usually it's because if I feel like there's a reason why I would want to talk to her, she probably would want to talk to me. This sounds really bad. So I just wait and I see what happens.
I actually kind of feel like I've lost my dignity now because I did message you first.
Well, yeah.
I wish I could take that back.
You can't take it back.
Yeah.
It's forever. I didn't delete
it. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. The evidence is still out there. But it's totally true. Like, I got a couple messages the other day, and they were because they messaged me. And one of them this is going to sound bad, but one of them I would have never messaged. But because she messaged me, we had a conversation, and that was okay. But I would have never messaged her. I totally sound like an asshole.
No, I totally recognize that I am probably out of your league. And therefore, it's probably good that I message you first.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought
not
it
what
was.
You're saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, in general, though, I mean, you. Okay, another thing we'll get to here shortly is that you you are the author of a blog that primarily deals with your personal life as far as like relationships and, you know, things of that such.
Yes, it is very open and honest.
Yeah, I'm going to say that you are super famous.
I totally agree with that. Super famous.
Super famous.
I have groupies.
Do you like really have groupies?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? They could show up any minute.
That would be awesome.
It would.
I would totally beat one up for you if you needed me
to. Who knows what kind of trouble we could get into.
I have a knife and I have taken a beer bottle to the head and I can take it. So I think I'm good to go. Man, I just went from like full blown like diva to full blown like overly macho like in the span of 2 minutes.
I know, I'm a little turned on.
Well, you know, between that and the Bushmills that I'm drinking right now. So I was going to ask you, how long are you still kind of using it?
Yeah, I use it off and on.
What do you think you're like? Obviously, you're not married to someone that you've met off there, but
correct.
I don't think that's necessarily a good success, you know, indicator, unless you were one of those people that met your match in high school and you were together till you were 90 years old, when then you decide to get divorced. Almost every relationship is going to end. That doesn't mean that every relationship is bad. I mean, if it's still, you had good experiences, good memories, good moments that you'll remember for the rest of your life, that then it's not so horrible that it ended. That said, what would you consider your success ratio of OkCupid?
Probably 10%.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, it's not been good.
That's like a Garth Brooks song.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, I don't. That's pretty low. I would say mine's pretty high, but it's like in the sense of like go on a date and then either the prospect of another date is going to happen. I'll tell you right now, I go on a lot of first dates and then I'm like, okay, let's go on a second date. And then it'll kind of like the day before I'm like, nah, I kind of changed my mind and I have to scramble to not hurt this person's feelings because I really don't like to hurt people's feelings. I'm not really a people pleaser, but I don't want to like when like a person's blowing my phone up all week. And then she'd be like, So I try to be delicate about it. Like I had just had to do it like a week ago and I kind of feel bad, but then I felt really good afterward. But totally not happen. That totally didn't happen with you. Like we went on the one date to bring it all back around. We went on the one date and I had a good time. Okay. And then I think we texted the next day or something and I sent you a text and you sent me a text back, but through the magic of the internet or the, you know, the mobile waves, I didn't get your text. So I thought that you were just like, cause that happens a lot and there's nothing wrong with it. Like it's just when you do online dating, you meet so many people. Sometimes you're just like, I don't want to talk to this person anymore. So that's kind of what I thought. And I was like, all right, whatever. And turns out wasn't the case. And who knows what would happen. Perhaps we'd be married with children already.
It's possible.
I could be, you know, just hanging out here every day.
Yes, you could have already impregnated me with your child.
Right, could have done it.
Yeah.
You could be we would almost be at the mythical 12 weeks where you could announce it.
Exactly.
Isn't that what it is? Isn't it 12 weeks?
It is. And now I feel a little bit like throwing up.
Just a little bit?
Just a little.
Just a little. So, yeah, let's bring it back to your blog then. You want to give the address?
Sure. It's www.sexandthesinglesoccermom.
Sex and the Single Soccer Mom. Now, I hadn't heard about it until you sent me the link and I was doing my research for the show. The first post of the time when I looked at it, you've since posted another one.
Right.
Was a story of you going to a sex shop, which was a Cirillus.
Cirillus.
That's a national brand, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
It's pretty, most of them are pretty nice. I've never been into a cruddy Cirillus. They're kind of very, you know, hardwood floors and white walls, very bright. Do they do that on purpose? Do they make it really bright on purpose?
I think they want to make it as non-threatening as possible.
Oh, okay. So you don't want any dark corners.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Well,
they don't want the 25 cent porn movies, the viewing stations.
Oh, well, like Theater X the Love Boutique downtown.
Exactly.
Don't they have one? There's a question over the Cupid. If you were go to one of those booths at one of those places and your boyfriend or girlfriend or person you're dating or whatever asked to get down, would you do it?
Are you wanting me to answer that?
You can. Yeah, sure. I'll give you my answer first. I would totally do it.
I think as long as none of my body parts touched anything other than his.
Well, yeah, I think it's one of those situations where you just pull stuff out of the way.
I can do that.
Hopefully you're wearing a dress and then it makes it real easy. And then you just the guy just kind of opens up the paint. You don't actually disrobe.
I think I know how this works. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, so let's kind of just go through your experience and I will interject if need be.
My experience with Cirillus?
Yeah. Yeah. I want people to go to your blog, but kind of entice them with this because I think that's a good story to get them to go to your blog.
Okay. So I'd recently realized that I needed a new vibrator. I mean, as a single woman, this is kind of an essential thing to have. And my vibrator had died probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Was it a super fancy one?
It was a super fancy one, super expensive.
Like one of those $70, $80 ones?
I was $100.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good vibrator. I was sad when it passed.
Did you bury it? Did you have a ceremony?
No, it's still back there in my drawer. I was very sad. I couldn't part with it.
Aww.
Yes. So now I'm just going to have a graveyard of vibrators.
You could sort of still use it. I mean, right? Unless it's one of those weird little fucking attachments that stick out. And you know what I'm talking about? The rabbits and the...
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
The ticklers and all that shit. Yeah. Okay.
So no, it would be weird. I don't use it. I just sometimes
just
look at
it. You
stare
at it and you...
I just look at it.
You're sad.
I grieve. So...
Lo, there do I see my father. Lo, there do I see my mother and my brothers and my sisters.
That's taking a very weird turn.
Oh, 13th warrior, man.
When I look at my vibrator, no, I don't see any of those things.
You don't have a Viking funeral for you?
Not really. And I don't picture my family members, but thanks for that.
You don't really picture them. Okay. Lo, there do I see my vibrator. Lo, there do I see my butt plug. And the line of my sex toys stretching back to the beginning.
All right. So... it was determined I needed a new vibrator. And so I go and I'm just like, you know what? I don't have my kids this week. So I'm going to go and I'm going to buy this vibrator because I'd already looked online many times and I just couldn't figure out what I wanted. So I thought I'll go, I'll see them in person and I'll be able to make a better choice. So I drop my kids off and I go and it's on a Sunday and I pull up and I park and it suddenly occurs to me that they have recently built a family barbecue restaurant right next to Cirillus.
Good move.
Yeah, it's perfect. So I get out of my car, and I'm actually in my Sunday clothing as well. And I head in, and I have to pass all of the families who are standing outside on Sunday after church and go into the sex shop.
I'm going to ask an uncomfortable question that I don't think is uncomfortable. Were they white or black?
I think they were white.
Okay, well, see, I feel like it'd be worse.
You think the black people would judge me more?
I think the Southern Baptist, man, they're hardcore. I think they would...
They would, like, break into, like, gospel songs and, shame me on my way in.
It'd be like that Kim Peele sketch.
It's possible, yeah. I felt a little shamed as it was. But, you know what?
With their Sunday hats.
I feel pretty comfortable with my sexuality. So, I was just ignoring them. I was going into the sex shop. And I get in there. And, of course, as I go in, I've always noticed that there are always more men in Cirilla's than there are women.
Well, I think that's sex shops and most sex shops in general, right?
It's possible.
It's getting more 50-50 probably, but...
Probably some women are smart enough to shop online instead of actually go to the sex shop. But no, there's me. So I go in.
Well, you wanted to browse, man.
I wanted to browse. And I head back and I'm looking and I pass all the men and they're in the porn corner. And I'm looking and have you ever gone to the grocery store and tried to pick out yogurt?
No, because I don't like yogurt, but I got your idea.
Yeah.
Some other delicious thing that I have trouble picking up. Ice cream.
Yes, ice cream. So there's like 150 different ice creams.
That doesn't really work that much because I like 3 flavors of ice cream, though. But I'm with you, though.
You're making this challenging for me. So I'm looking, and there's all these different vibrators. And, you know, they're long, they're short, they twirl, they thrust, they do all these things. I'm like, right. I have no idea. I just don't know. So I go back up to the counter and I ask for assistance. And, you know, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm like, okay, it's not a big deal. I'm ignoring all the men. And the Cirilla's attendant, who is very friendly.
They're always very friendly.
Like, super friendly. Cute little chick, like rocker chick with like blue and purple hair.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, hey, I'm just wondering, do you have any bestsellers of vibrators? Because I'm having a hard time getting a choice. She's like, oh my God, yes, let me help you. Let's go on a journey. And she leads me back to the vibrators.
Let's go on a journey.
So.
Let's go on a ride down the Strawberry River.
There was no Strawberry River.
Do you know what that's from?
I don't.
Oh my God.
You've lost
Pick
me. I know.
Destiny, man. Pick a Destiny. Tenacious D.
Oh no, I hate Tenacious. Jack Black. I hate Jack Black. If you sing Jack Black, I need more alcohol.
I'm not going to sing any Jack Black.
Okay. I'm reassured now. So we're back in the vibrators and there are the men in the porn station very close by. And there's a man behind us who appears to be looking at butt plugs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Are you judging him for looking at butt plugs?
I'm fully on board with the butt plugs.
Okay, good.
Never had one applied to me.
You've never. I'm surprised by that.
Really?
Well, you're a very liberated.
I am a very.
Woman.
Empowered, sexually free woman. Yes, this is true.
Maybe too personal, but have you had like a dildo or a vibrator?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so it's not anything.
Well, it's really just semantics.
Yeah, it's smaller, so it's easier, I guess.
Probably would have been easier, yes. Judging by my own experiences, I'm thinking maybe I should go that direction.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, well, they got different sizes. They got like little bitty ones.
Right.
And then they go all the way up, you know.
Oh, trust me, I know.
The big ones are always black. I don't know why.
I'm glad you know these things.
I have perused
yes.
such sections, but was not in a creepy way, like this guy.
Well, you know, he was very interested in the butt plugs, and he's looking, and I'm just kind of ignoring him, and he's doing his thing. And the girl starts pointing out all the different vibrators, very loudly, I might add. She's like, oh, look, this one thrusts, and this one twirls, and, you know, the rabbits, everybody loves the rabbits, but they put way too much pressure on your clit. And you don't want it to be about the clit all the time. And she's just getting louder and more vivacious and gesturing. And I kind of
probably getting a little turned on, right? All our male listeners want to believe so.
Absolutely. I mean, I felt a little warm as she was talking.
A little flush.
Looking at her blue and purple hair. Yeah. My imagination was going wild.
You should have asked for a demonstration.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, we will.
So, butt plug man has turned around to listen to us.
Now, do you think he was legitimately listening to you, or he just happened to be kind of there? Like,
well, unless he just happened to turn around in our direction and stare blankly into space, I'm pretty sure he was listening.
Right on.
I mean, it was an interesting lesson in vibrators.
Maybe he was won over and he bought a vibrator instead of a butt plug.
It could be. I mean, she was given a really great sales pitch. So I'm just getting a little more, I'm getting more information than I want publicly. And even though I feel very confident in my sexuality, at this point I was just ready for the lesson to end and for me to be able to buy my vibrator and leave all the men in ball caps with their porn and their butt plugs and go home. And so I just pick one. And she's like, oh, that's a great choice. You know, it doesn't put so much pressure on the clit. It's all about pleasure and not pressure at that point. Let's go buy it. I'm like, great, let's go buy it. So
you head up front.
We head up front.
Vibrator in hand.
Vibrator in hand.
Describe it for the listeners.
It's pink.
Okay.
Fairly flexible material, not so rigid. Nice and firm.
What are the features? What features did you guys go with?
It has like 10 different vibrating functions.
Okay.
And it has a butterfly attachment for the clit.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can either have vibration for the shaft or vibration for the butterfly attachment. And both at the same time, if you like.
You know what? I just had a flash of an idea in my head.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
What if it was a... Let's say somehow one of these companies that produces these things was able to procure some sort of naming rights from the living members of Queen. Okay? And the vibrator vibrates to another one bites the dust. That's what just pops in my head. I have no idea why, but I just have this picture of a vibrator just going and then like on the boss you got fucking Freddie Mercury like stretched out, you know, but instead of the microphone, the vibrator's been photoshopped into his hand, spotlight coming down.
You know,
I wish I had a good name for it.
A couple of things strike me. A, you're really strange. B, that's kind of a cool idea. I'm kind of on board with it. And C, I don't know. Freddie Mercury died of AIDS. I'm not sure it sends the right message.
I get your point.
Yeah. Although solo love, you know, you're not really at much risk for AIDS. So that might not even be a factor.
Rob Astor the other day told me, you just flashed me back. I don't even know why we were talking about it. But he said, he was like, well, you know, you have sex vaginally, your chances of getting HIV are very low. It's when you have sex anally that there's a problem because it's much more likely to tear.
Well, Rob would be the expert.
Rob would be the expert. Yes. Okay, so you go up front to the counter.
I go up front to the counter and I'm just ready to pay. So I whip out my credit card and I'm getting ready to hand it to her. And all of a sudden she's like, you know what? I always like to make sure these things work. So she reaches over and she pulls out, like, I guess, an emergency set of batteries.
I've seen them do that.
That's the thing they do. Buy more sex toys than me.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on.
I would say probably in the last 2 years, I've maybe bought like 10.
You buy more sex toys than me. Yeah.
But they're cheaper.
Oh, yours are cheaper. Yeah. I tend to go with the expensive ones.
They were like, things were on sale or whatever. Like,
I must need more functions than you do.
Is this like the only thing you've bought in like recent memory?
Other than my last one that broke, yeah.
I'll give you a rundown of what I've bought. I'm okay with that. Oh, and please. It wasn't necessarily just for me, because I think that would be a little weird if all this stuff was just for me. I have bought a butt plug. I have bought a riding crop, a collar and leash. I've bought... I think I bought a couple cock rings at some point. Man, I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, and then I purposely buy a certain kind of lube because I don't like the regular because it's like sticky. So I buy like the more expensive silicone based, which I highly recommend. I think that's it.
I'm struck with, I'm not sure whether I'm really, really sad now or a little relieved that you never got my text.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yes.
So she goes and gets the batteries.
And the worst thing is, so like up. This guy had just come in behind me, this old guy with like this baseball cap pulled down low over his eyes.
Of course, he's ashamed.
Yeah. And it looks like he has a return or something. I don't even know what he had.
Oh, that's the worst.
And he's behind me in line. And so she puts the batteries in and she's like, let's go through all the features. And so she turns the vibrator on and like two times goes through all of the features to make sure they all work. So there's my vibrator buzzing in front of this old guy. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm not ashamed. It's fine.
You need that moment. If this was a movie where she would drop it, it would be like hopping around on the counter.
I've actually seen happen at like bachelorette parties.
Well, things get out of control.
That's true. So she takes out the battery. She's like, clearly it works. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Let me just buy.
Shove it back in.
A stupid, interesting choice of words.
I know.
So she puts it back in the box and I hand her my credit card and then she hands it back to me. She's like, wait a minute. Do you have toy cleaner?
I'm I think the toy cleaner is bullshit, man.
Well, so I've never bought toy cleaner. And I said, well, usually I just use like a really gentle soap. She's like, oh, no,
screech,
you can't do that.
Back it up, beep. Yeah, you can't do that.
So she's like, you have to have toy cleaner. It'll tear your toy up. I'm like, fine, get the toy cleaner. So she goes, she walks halfway across the store and she gets toy cleaner. Meanwhile, some of the porno guys have come and joined the old ashamed man behind
Yeah, you're like
line.
The head of a train now.
I am,
like a really
yes.
sad train. It's
very, very sad. And I'm standing there and I'm just trying to feel my empowerment and my female sexuality and my goddess energy. I'm like, you know what? Screw you all. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just stand there and I stare straight ahead. And she brings the toy cleaner back and I try to hand her my credit card again. She's like, wait.
Batteries.
Do you have batteries? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, you don't want to get this baby home and not be able to use it.
right.
And, you know, of course, in the meantime, Butt Plug Man has joined the throng behind me waiting for service.
Oh, man, if only he was like, yeah, you got to have the batteries.
Yes. And so I just grab some batteries like off the shelf and I throw them on there. And finally, she rings me up. And I'm able to grab my purchases and scurry out past all the churchgoers at the family barbecue place.
I love that story.
It was awesome.
I love that story. The only story, sex store story, there you go, that I have that compares to that is there used to be a Lion's Den up north going towards Indianapolis. And let's just say the residents of the area were not too pleased. And so they protested it. Well, they were protesting on the property of the Lion's Den and they successfully got them booted off. So the clever Jesus thumpers that they are just went like right off the property between like the property and the road and just hung out there and harassed the people that came in and out. Well, Lion's Den was like, all right, fine. We're going to build a wall because that solves everything. Well, Donald Trump should take a lesson that walls don't work. The Jesus thumpers built a house on stilts that was just high enough to sit above the wall. And what they would do is, especially if you were truckers, they had a website. And when you pulled in, they would take pictures of you and they would put your pictures on the website. And then when you went to leave, they would yell at you. So my friends and I went there solely to experience this. And we get there, we pull in. Of course, the guy is like taking pictures. And for some reason, I was wearing like a ripped up denim vest, like not for seriousness, but I thought it was funny. I was like, let's go crazy. If we're going to go up here and do this, let's be fucking raging assholes. So I got out of the car and I walked toward the little house. I could see the guy taking pictures. And I was like, you want a piece of me? I'm wearing denim. Like real loud. Like that's supposed to mean anything. But that's what I yelled at him. So we go in and we bought a couple things just because we felt like we had to. And
yeah, you were invested because you had on denim.
Exactly. And I mostly just talked to the lady, the poor lady that was working there that has to deal with these people. And like they had blocked out all the windows and everything so they couldn't take pictures of the inside and all this shit. So I think I was married at this point, either married or whatever. My wife bought a couple things and I think one of the things she bought was a butt plug and we were on the way out and the dude had like left his little perch and was like right by the driveway and was like screaming and waving a Bible at us, tell us we were going to hell. And the one cool thing my ex-wife ever did in my entire existence of being with her was she rolled down the window and says, yeah, I'm going to hell with this butt plug up my asshole. And we tore out of there. The one thing she ever did that I was like, all right, it was worth it. It was worth it, baby.
Yeah.
This one moment.
That is enough to justify marriage.
It's all this. They should actually ask that question when you go to get your marriage license.
I think it should just be part of the ceremony.
And it should be part of the ceremony, especially if Rob especially if Rob Bastard is officiating. I almost broke the fourth wall.
Yeah.
But back to the matter at hand. That's kind of like, I remember when I was, of course, neither of us are like old. We're both still young. We're still, you know, in the prime of our lives. But I can remember when I first like turned 18 and I first went to Theater X, and it didn't have a floor. Like, it had just, like, dirt.
Wow.
Right. And it's, like, it's interesting, like, how things have changed. It's much more, even Theater X now is, like, much nicer. It's, like, it's much more inviting, I guess. Not, probably because they want the money from the women, and women aren't going to go to places that are super dirty or...
No.
The real fucking creepers, you know, like the guy with bad skin and, you know, dandruff hovering around the shemale section of the magazines.
I think I've seen a few of those.
Shemales or the guys hanging around?
Both, actually.
I'm going to use this opportunity to not talk about shemales because it seems like it always gets talked about for some reason.
It's a hot button topic.
It's a hot button topic. Instead, what I'm going to talk about is, are you ready for this?
Maybe.
I like that. It's time for the world famous Sold Outcast questionnaire.
Everybody get up.
We ask the questions you want to know. Do our guests really blow? All the answers be total slender. Will they drive us all insane? Like Morgan Freeman, the voice of God.
Motherfucker.
The favorite band. Or do we suck ass? We'll put you on blast. It's a questionnaire. You know you want it. You know you want it. You know you want it. Sold Outcast. It's our mission. Give us a listen. We'll really bitch you. It's a questionnaire.
It's maybe the third best thing I've ever made in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of glad that you didn't impregnate me now.
That's it? That's what made you glad? I shoot straight. What is the worst job you ever had, and what is your dream job?
Worst job I ever had was I used to do volunteer work for Cedar Lake Lodge. So I had to call people and ask for donations.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It was absolutely terrible.
You just sit in a room and flip through a Rolodex?
Yes. And you just make call after call and beg people for their used crap.
Wow. What is that place?
Cedar Lake Lodge.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
That's like a home for the...
Cedars?
Mentally challenged.
Oh, do you mean mental illness or do you mean like learning deficient?
Yes.
Okay. So for...
Mentally disabled.
Mentally disabled. Autistic kids,
yes.
Or adults and exactly. Shit like that. Okay. Well, that's probably a little bit easier than to get donations, right? You just talk about Chuck and how he just bangs his head against the wall.
No, that's the thing. You don't really sell it. You just call and say who you're with and you ask for their stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you're not even asking for money. So it's got to be a little bit easier, right? If you're not asking for money.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Do you have any shit? We could always use some helmets.
But you know what? I was only like 16, so
it seemed really bad
at the time.
That's certainly not a job for a 16-year-old.
No, definitely not.
Very few jobs are for 16-year-olds.
I disagree.
What would be a good job for a 16-year-old?
Anything that earns them money and is not illegal.
What if it's questionably illegal?
You would have to let me know what that is.
I don't know. I just suddenly had a flashback to the anything is... legal if you don't get caught, right? I mean, just take the whole thing with the Louisville basketball team.
That's pretty dubious morality.
Well, sure, but the head stripper, the 40-year-old stripper that like took all the money from UofL to strip and bang the recruits and the players. You know what she said to her kids? She was like, her kids are like always taking all her weed, and she was like, you know what? You want some weed? You got to work for it. So her 15 and 16-year-old kid joined the business.
That's a parenting model I can get behind.
Yeah, right. And took part in these wild UofL recruit player orgies or whatever. And nothing has happened. Totally admitted it. Wrote a fucking book about it. Said exactly what I just told you about how she was tired of them asking for weed. Told them to get their own job. So she put them to work. Nothing happened. So... not that I'm saying that you should do that or anyone should do that, but...
Yeah, no, I'm thinking more like, I don't know, Dairy Queen.
I've heard some bad Dairy Queen stories. I don't know. You might want to think of that.
But free blizzards. Come on.
I worked at a grocery store when I was that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Well, it wasn't bad, but it was very soul-sucking. Every job is soul-sucking. I don't think I've ever had a job where I've actually worked for someone that wasn't soul-sucking.
I've had a couple.
Like, you've had a couple that weren't? Well, okay.
That weren't.
Well, let's move on. What's your dream job then?
Dream job. Well, I would love to be a published writer and actually be able to write for a living. But if we're going into the total fantasy realm.
Okay.
I'm thinking a food critic would be pretty good. Or a travel writer. That sounds good.
Well, all of those have something in common. You're kind of your own. You go under your own. You're powered by your own wind.
This is true.
You're not. I mean, yeah, I guess if you're a writer or food critic, you answer to someone ultimately. But really, you're kind of free to express yourself.
Yes.
Like Madonna.
Well, yeah. I have a lot in common with Madonna.
Like what?
Well, I mean, groupies, for one thing. True, we've already discussed that.
You got the groupies.
Yeah. You know, I'm sexy.
True.
I'm running out of stuff here.
So you got two. You got a couple things. Yeah. You got a couple. I was talking about, I may have even mentioned it on here. I think I did, actually. I totally did mention it on the previous episode, but I'll mention it again. I don't care. One of my dream jobs is to relearn how to play piano. Because it's been a million years, and while I can sort of play, I can't play and sing and sound good. But do that and just move to Las Vegas or someplace like that and get a job in a restaurant or a lounge or like a hotel bar and just play piano and sing like loungy, you know, cheesy fucking cover songs.
I would come see you.
I you don't even have to pay me a lot. Just pay me enough to be able to live somewhere, buy food, have internet, and own a couple cool like suits to wear while I play. That's it. That's all I need. I'm very low maintenance.
I like that plan.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are a handful of your favorite bands or musical artists?
Well, today being a sad day, because Prince died.
True.
I will say that Prince was one of my favorites. David Bowie, also.
Also dead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. Also, both my 13-year-old crushes. So anyone that I had a crush on when I was 13, look out.
Watch out. Who else were there? Well, George Thorogood?
Oh, he's so hot.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't mind it, actually.
Yeah.
George Thorogood.
That's a bone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
That's how I like to roll. let's see. Tool. I'm a huge Tool fan.
Joel, last episode, was a big Tool fan. I actually told him that for me, he said like any Keenan project. And I said, for me, it goes Pussifer, Perfect Circle, Tool.
See, I reverse like that. Tool. Reverse that, and that's me.
Oh, you don't like Pussifer?
Not as much, no. I love Tool.
What was your second band? Or the band before?
Wait. David Bowie.
David Bowie. I was going to say something. I totally lost it. I lost it. I hate it. I hate it when that happens.
I was going to say Nine Inch Nails.
That's all right. Right on.
And then Florence and the Machine. I'll round it out with that.
Shake it out.
Because she speaks to my soul.
Shake it out. Well, you're not wearing shoes.
That's not the song I would go with.
She doesn't wear shoes.
She doesn't wear shoes?
What kind of fan are you that you don't know that? She doesn't wear shoes.
I suck.
Well, I'm sure sometimes she wears shoes, but when they play, she doesn't wear shoes.
Okay.
I've learned
something new.
You have. What was the first Prince song you heard, if you can recall?
Probably Little Red Corvette.
Pocket Full of Horses, man.
Yeah.
Trojans. For me, I think it was Purple Rain. I have a mild vision of my mom or my aunt watching Purple Rain. So it could have been Purple Rain. It could have been When Doves Cry.
I mean, whatever. That is one of my favorite songs. It's still enough to get me just a little bit hot. Watching him in the bathtub in the video.
Yeah. He's doing the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's doing the crawl because no one can see this. What are a handful of your favorite movies?
Oh, this is good. Fight Club.
Right on, yeah.
I love Fight Club. History of Violence.
Oh, I like it.
The Matrix.
All right, right.
Blade Runner.
Awesome.
Is that enough?
Sure.
Okay.
I think you should just put those next time you're on OKCupid, just erase everything you have and just put, I like these movies. And just that's it. Just leave it there and watch the fucking messages roll in.
No, see, it doesn't work that way because men, almost every man who wants to take me out, the first thing he says to me is that his favorite movie is The Notebook, thinking it's going to be an in, and immediately it disqualifies him. I'm just like,
that movie's bullshit.
You're a pussy.
And I don't want to steal a story from someone I know, and I think it's actually been talked on here before, but okay, let's say that you're with this person and you're together forever, and that person gets Alzheimer's, or and you know, it was just they're at the point where they can't remember the previous day. Why would you go every day and retell the story of your lives? I know it's supposed to be romantic and that's the point of the movie, but to me that's like torture for you, because they're not going to remember. It's kind of like it's kind of like 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler. And,
except less funny.
You shatter this person's world every day, because at the end they realize, I'm going to forget this, and you are going to have to relive it over and over again.
So maybe this movie actually pretty much encapsulates everything that is realistic about love.
The Notebook or 50 First Dates? I'm not sure which.
I don't know. I've dated more Adam Sandlers than Ryan Gosling.
Dude, so yeah. If anyone says, now, here's the thing. I will say that there are, I like all movies. I hate The Notebook. I like all, but you know, I love Silver Linings Playbook. Now, maybe I'm a little biased because it speaks to me on a level that it doesn't speak to a lot of people, but there are cheesy, romantic, you know, rom-coms that I do like, but I would never lead with those movies. I would never be like, oh, what's your favorite movie? The Holiday or Love Actually. I've never actually seen Love Actually, but that's, what guy thinks that that's the way to go, that that's the way to interject?
It's clearly men who are never going to be able to give me an orgasm.
Well, that's, I think that's your answer, right?
Yes. They don't know women.
Yeah. Some women want the, because some women are the dominant, they are the femdom, and they do kind of want the sensitive guy that they can fucking control and whatever. You are not one of those.
I'm not one of those.
But some are. What are three things on your bucket list?
I want to go to Thailand very much. I want to be published. I want to have a published book. And
what kind of book would you like to write, fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction.
Like genre fiction? Like thrillers, horror?
You know, there's so many different types of books that I love to read that I could see myself writing in several different genres. Thriller would probably be my top.
Right at the top.
Right at the top.
What's your favorite thriller book?
I have no idea. You've completely caught me off guard.
Like, do you have a favorite author? I don't think you actually read books. I think you're a liar. Even though you got like, I think you just buy all these books that I'm looking at just because they look cool.
I like all the pretty colors.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who the fuck, who buys Cold Days by Jim Butcher or whatever that
okay,
is?
Okay, we can talk about my sex toys. We cannot bring to light my book selections.
Oh, man. Question number five, the last question. If there is a God, what does he, she, or it sound like?
Morgan Freeman.
Man, you fucking always with the fucking Morgan Freeman.
I love Morgan Freeman.
It's okay. But it's funny because it's in the theme song. Because probably out of all the, I mean, probably like 80 people that have taken the questionnaire, I would say a good half of them always say Morgan Freeman. It's either Morgan Freeman or someone completely off base, like Lady Gaga, or it's just like, man, just sounds like a sound, man. Just sounds like the wind through the reeds, just the rain padding on the tin roof, like shit like that. It's like, it's one of those things. It's, I'll give you Morgan Freeman though. I'm not going to knock you on it too much.
He comforts me. I find faith in him.
I wish I could do a Morgan Freeman impression. I think it would come in handy. I think I would approach people like at a bar. Like if I could do like a knockout Morgan Freeman impression, that's how I would approach. I don't even approach one in a bar, but if I could do that impression, That's what I that would make me approach women at a bar if I could just walk up and, like, if they're playing pool and talking about, like, the way the balls are on the table and, you know what I mean? Or, like, the way that the past blue ribbon is, you know, gently, you know, going down their throat. That sounds bad.
Yeah, so far both of your God references have been very sexual.
I'm a very sexual person.
You know, angry God would be Samuel L. Jackson.
I could go with that. I could go with Samuel Jackson as an angry God. I think another good, some people say Christopher Walken. I don't think that'd be a good.
No.
I don't think that'd be good.
He's too quirky.
Old crazy Jack Nicholson, I think, would be a good one. Like, I'm like shining Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage would
make a good God.
He would be a good God also. All right. Well, I had a blast. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Give the blog address one more time.
It's www.sexandthesinglesoccermom.com.
And right now you're back in love, I think, is what the last entry said.
No.
Or you chose love or
something. It was something like that. It's really too complicated for a one-line answer.
And with that, to say goodbye to the Rice Krispies that are sitting on your table in the other room, this has been Sold Outcast.
Push the button, Frank.
I am the button.